Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 31 degrees, Joburg 28, Rustenburg starting the weekend on 34.
In Midrand, the earlier collision on the N1 southbound before Olifantsfontein Road has been cleared.
In your sport, Argentina fly half Nicolas Sanchez hangs up his boots and the SPAR Proteas lose the second of their three internationals to host Jamaica in Kingston.
A young woman has been arrested in the wealthy Johannesburg suburb of Houghton for allegedly being part of a massive child pornography case uncovered last week.
This arrest follows the takedown of her 35-year-old boyfriend last week, linking the woman to criminal activities, including the possession of an estimated 10 million child pornography images and videos.
The 25-year-old woman is a web designer. She faces charges of possession of child pornography and money laundering. The videos and photos that Gauteng police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk refers to was discovered in a flat in Midrand, leading to the arrest of the 35-year-old. A number of political parties and organisations have already indicated they plan legal action against the expropriation bill, which was yesterday signed into law by President Cyril Ramaphosa. It took 5 years of public consultation and parliamentary deliberation for the bill to be signed. It replaces the expropriation bill of 1975 and provides for land expropriation with no compensation. It also seeks to provide for certain instances where expropriation with no compensation may be appropriate in the public interest. The DA, that together with the ANC forms the majority in the Government of National Unity, is not backing the president. The party's Willie Oakham says their legal team is currently formulating the party's case.
While the DA recognizes that the constitution allows for acts of redress and restitution, including land reform, we have serious reservations about the procedure as well as important substantive aspects of the bill.
Meanwhile, the ANC has described the signing of the bill as a significant milestone in the transformation of South Africa. The party says the new law is a critical step towards fulfilling its Freedom Charter vision. More at jackarandafm.com. Click on news. To America, where news surrounding the country's President Donald Trump continues to dominate. A U.S. federal judge has temporarily blocked Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. This was one of the first executive orders signed off by Trump hours after he was sworn in on Monday night. In it, Trump directed U.S. agencies to refuse to recognize the citizenship of children born in America if neither the mother nor the father is a U.S. citizen or legal permanent resident. Trump says he will challenge the court ruling. And conspiracy theorists are standing by because at long last, the secret files about the assassination of US President John F. Kennedy will be declassified. Trump signed that executive order in the Oval Office through the night, requiring the full and complete release of the JFK files without any redactions.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for a long, for years, for decades, and everything will be revealed.
I'm Gerda de Souza, net by die hoofnuus die uur. 'N jong vrou is vasgetrek in verband met reuse kinderpornografie saak in Johannesburg.
Yo, I tell you what, even as a Trump fan, you have to admit that it must be tiring being around that man. It seems like the kind of guy who needs constant acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
And like people to go to react to every single thing he says, mm-hmm. like, thank you for that.
Yes. That's a big one, hey guys.
Wow.
And what he's doing is inviting all the media into the Oval Office to stand around the desk.
And go.
I mean, they are as far from him as you are from your children when you eat breakfast around a table in the morning. That's how they are allowed. So no one's going to say, no, I've now had enough. I'm not going back. Yeah. You want to be in the Oval Office.
You don't want to go like...
You want to be there.
Skip to the interesting ones. But you have to go... Wow.
Yes. Well, in saying that, Martin, there were a lot of executive orders yesterday. It was about 25 minutes of executive orders.
Yeah.
So, yes, some of them was like...